Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
I think it's important to point out that both Mohawk Place and Electric Avenue, the buildings, those two buildings are owned by the same owner. And both of those buildings right now are at risk. So the Electric Avenue building has been condemned and vacated due to some building code violations. And then Mohawk Place has its own set of issues, but the Mohawk Place venue itself is closing at the end of the month. And that means that we will have two major buildings in that area that will be vacant without heat, which in the Buffalo winter worries the heck out of me.
Preserving this building, how costly, how expensive could it be? What elements would have to be done to keep it preserved?
Well, I think we're not there yet. So where Preservation Buffalo Niagara stands with the Mohawk Place is we're trying to gain a better understanding what the conditions are inside, and we are trying to understand, the status of the building. So at this point, it's not registered on the National Register. It doesn't have local landmark status. You know, all what we know is that it's in rough shape from what we've been told by the city and by the city of Buffalo inspectors. But, you know, when you take a look around this neighborhood, it's essentially there are a lot of really great buildings, but then there's a lot of parking lots already. And we don't really want to see buildings knocked down or go into peril if they don't have to be. And, you know, a lot of people say preservationists are reactive and, you know, obstructionists and point fingers. But I'm trying really hard to change that narrative through Preservation Buffalo Niagara by trying to be more proactive. Right. What tools can we bring to Mohawk Place, to the Electric Avenue buildings? You know, is it local landmark status so they can get tax, assistance? Is it historic tax credits so they can save 40% on their renovation project, you know, a future renovation project? You know, all of those things, those tools we bring to try to stop these buildings from declining, right? That's our job. And so so right now, I actually don't have as many answers because I'm trying to get in the building and trying to understand it more. But just I want to say on record, as a lifelong lover of the Mohawk Place personally, I've been going to Mohawk Place for years. I've played at the Mohawk Place. I mean, thousands of bands and musicians have played at the Mohawk Place over the years since it was founded in 1990. It's a legendary institutional music venue that is, you know, gritty and awesome. And, and I think with the loss of the Pink, with the loss of the Brick Bar, with the, you know, loss of the Swanee House, all of these really cool, legendary institutional places, we have to really put our eyes on the other legendary places that are still open, you know, that may be struggling. You know, we need to give our attention to them. And the Mohawk Place is on my list because, you know, they're beautiful buildings, but also, you know, kind of a long time since 1990 legendary institution itself.
Bernice, what's your response to people who say, shouldn't the music be the memory of Mohawk Place, not necessarily the building?
I'm not sure. I actually haven't heard that. So, the music is the memory, sure. I mean, but I think what I've heard is that there are a lot of people that would love to see the Mohawk Place stay open and would love to see, you know, some other, maybe it's a reiteration of what Mohawk was, maybe a little bit better. I have only heard positive comments from people saying, please do something. And so I saving music venues is not typically in the purview of preservation, right? But the buildings are important, the business is important, and the character to the community is also important. You know, Buffalo needs these small venues. We need these buildings that they're just, you know, there are special places. You know, everybody's upset about the Pink, now upset about the Brick Bar. I mean, Mohawk Place is on that list. Those short, the list of those legendary places. And we really, we need to try to do our to do what we can. And that's why Preservation Buffalo Niagara is here. That's our nonprofit organization is set up to try to help people and buildings and the character of the community. And I think it's well within our world to try to at least explore and see what's going on over there and how we can help.
How much at risk is the Mohawk Place building of being torn down after it's closing at the end of the month?
I'm not sure if the building is hyperly at risk of demolition yet. However, that said, I haven't been in there to really see the condition. Mainly what I'm worried about is the Electric Avenue portion of this building. But I know it is at risk of tax foreclosure. I know it's at risk of potentially, you know, it's very much at risk, you know. And so we live in Buffalo, where if it's not heated for a year or two, it starts to really decline quickly. So it's just really important to try to, if we can get ahead of this, right, if we can get ahead of the situation, can maybe try to figure out a way to keep the heat on, even if Mohawk Place is closed, or see if we can make sure it's secure so it's not vandalized or broken into. You know, we need to try to do what we can to get ahead of this, or we'll have another major problem on our hands in a couple of years, and then it would be torn down, you know, or I mean, I hope not, but it could be, you know. So I think, again, a lot of people point to preservation as reactive and obstruction, right? We are coming to the table with solutions. We're trying to be proactive whenever we can. Of course, we are a small nonprofit. We ask people to donate, you know, and support PBN when they can for a reason, you know. I'm trying my best to be proactive when I can and put as many resources as we have and as we can into places that matter to our community.